Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 30 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. I'm coming to you today from the Wheelhouse Donuts Coffee Shop here in Rockville, Indiana, not too far from my home and the Ditch That Textbook world headquarters at my house. And today I wanted to talk about this kind of cool resource that I stumbled upon recently. And it has to do with this band called OK Go. If you've never heard of OK Go before, their music is great, but what they're probably most known for is these amazing music videos that they've created. And so they probably test the limits of creativity in their music videos as much as anything that I've ever seen before. One of my favorite ones that I've seen that you might want to just run to YouTube real quick and check out is this music video that they created for this song called The One Moment. And basically what they did was they had the whole thing was filmed in about 4 seconds, and there were all of these, you know, kind of like splatters of paint, and they were breaking things, and there was just all of this stuff happening. They recorded 4 seconds worth of video, and then they slowed it down so that all of these different things were happening in sync with their music when they slowed it down. It's just unbelievable. If you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. And what's neat about OK Go is that all of these music videos that they've created have taken so much planning, and in many cases, they take some science or some math, or there's really an awful lot of learning and creating that goes behind making these music videos. And what has happened is now there is this great website resource called the OK Go Sandbox. And what's neat about this is that it's got a variety of resources and videos and different things that teachers can use to help students realize sort of the science and the math and the planning and the thinking and all that that goes into these videos. So imagine using these videos as a hook into a lesson and then talking about, well, how do you think they did that? And then getting into sort of the academic content that's behind it, and then maybe even giving students an opportunity to use that to create their own videos that are similar. And so if you go to okgosandbox.org, they've got all of these resources that you can use, including videos, including, talking about how you can create something similar. And so This is definitely something I think that's worth checking out, and then maybe even hooking it into your classes if you have, you know, something similar to what they're talking about. So again, totally free resource, some really, really cool videos out here. And honestly, if you haven't checked out any of OK Go's music videos, that's probably your assignment right now. You probably need to run off to YouTube and check some of those out. So just a really cool resource that you can use in the classroom. So to wrap up today's show, I wanted to play a little quick audio clip. I got to do a Google Hangout with a group of sixth graders from Central Minnesota. This is Janelle Fields' class. I got to talk to them about how easy it is to do podcasting and the reach and the impact of publishing your work to a big audience. And so they wanted to wrap up one of the podcast episodes for this podcast. And so I'm going to kick it over to them. Take it away, guys.
We are from Belgrade, Bruton, El Rosa, class of 2024. And we are working with Matt Miller on learning about podcasting.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find a show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.